This is Peas on a Podcast Productions.
Aye aye, Captain.
We are coming to you from Washington State.
In the Kirkland vicinity. Of the suburb of Seattle.
Si,
senor. Andoy, andoy.
You said hi, Arriba. Chico, to the little boy at the apartment.
Chico! Chico! I said Chico. Oh, I thought about it.
He
didn't say anything bad to me, but we are the gringos.
How are you, husband?
I'm okay, wife. We're just relaxing. We've been busy ever since Olympic National Rainforest. The podcast should be up by now. Yeah, so we've been doing a lot.
Whole month of July has gone by.
Yeah, so we're having some tea.
Having some tea and blackberries.
We did a top secret podcast earlier that we're not going to publish.
Yeah, we'll let you know about that later.
Details will unfold.
That's right. So, we have come upon a crop of blackberries in our apartment complex. Haven't we?
Yes. A cornucopia of blackberries, if you may. They are everywhere.
I made you pick them. At first.
You did make me pick, and you made me pick them today as well.
We've gone out a few times.
Yeah.
We've come back with several pounds of luscious.
Yeah.
Black gold.
8 pounds.
Probably.
Maybe not
we
8 pounds.
Each carry a little
like
bucket. Those ones are heavy.
Pounds, probably 5 pounds.
Yeah, it's solid blackberry.
We probably both had 2.5 pounds in our. We had 1 quart of blackberries each. So, however that weighs. I don't know how
they
heavy blackberries
packed
are.
In there. Anyway, our whole complex is overrun by blackberry bushes.
Blackberry briars everywhere.
Behind the parking lot, the hills, the creek, behind the tennis
Forbes
courts.
Creek.
Forbes
Creek? I don't know. What are the names of the creeks around here? Willow Creek.
Forbes Creek is the one. Willow Creek,
Juanita Creek.
Juanita Creek.
I don't know the name of these rivers around here.
So, since we are all co-owners of this property, since we rent, we pick blackberries here too, for free.
Yeah.
I don't know, we got pretty messed up the other day.
Oh man. There wasn't as much of a crop.
We did challenging bushes the other day. Today we were done in like 5 minutes with full buckets.
Well, yeah, we found the mother load.
The mother load.
Tracy scoped it out the other day when we were playing tennis.
I saw it. We were behind the tennis courts. I'm like, no one goes back there, I know it.
And there's bees and
growing beautifully
mud
large.
And
blackberries.
Swallowed a couple of our tennis balls, though.
Yesterday, we came home a few days ago
own.
With scars,
oh,
rashes.
Man. I still got scrapes all over me from that.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun when we were doing that, though.
So I guess it's blackberry season in the Northwest, at least in Seattle.
Yeah, I think it goes all the way to October.
We have blackberries
August,
everywhere.
I mean,
there's probably a billion blackberries around our apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And like every day, like all the ones you pick are replaced by new ones that are ripe.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get done picking, you could start over again. And everybody's picking them constantly. Maybe not constantly.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just us.
I don't know. We filled up our things really fast. And we used to pay like $3 for just like a little handful of
for
them.
For like 10.
I know, because half of them be rotted anyway.
These are fresh, tart, lovely.
Yeah, so they have blackberries everywhere, not the phone.
That's right. We all both have blackberry phones as well.
Yeah.
We're big fans of blackberries.
I don't think people would pick blackberries off of the tree if they were phones.
No. They'd sell them. But I like blackberries because I made blackberry sauce, which is the sauce from the blackberries that you can put on angel food cake and ice cream.
Oh, really?
My great aunt used to make it. My feet are clean.
Don't put your feet in the blackberry. We're not making blackberry wine.
Anyway, so my great aunt used to have blackberries in her yard, and whenever we'd go there for a trip, she'd always bring me blackberry sauce because I liked it. So even she'd freeze it for me from the blackberry season and then thaw it out when I came to visit. So I made some for myself now.
We had so many blackberries, I was worried that the blackberries in the top of our bin would smush the blackberries that were in the bottom of the bin.
Yeah, they were getting kind of ripe today.
Yeah, it's like some of them like explode as you pull them off the vine.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones would like
your hands
break
look like
off.
They're bloody. Almost.
They probably were bloody.
I know.
Those briars, man, they stick in you like little bee stings.
I pulled the thorns with my teeth out of my fingers.
I know. I had like swollen things and stuff. Oh, man. So we picked up a bunch.
We'll probably do it a few more times before the end of the year.
It was fun. We got up on the hills and through the grass. All the, like, the grass dies really fast in Seattle.
Yeah, it felt like it was going to light on fire.
Yeah, like a bushfire when it's spreading across.
It's so dry. It's amazing. It hasn't even been that hot.
Like, things die super fast.
70, things are dead.
I don't know. It's fair weather.
We got 90 out here. Not often. Things would go crazy.
It's interesting. So blackberries. It's a blackberry party. Everyone's having blackberry parties. This is part of the season. We're trying to enjoy the summer. Not only have we been picking blackberries, we've been traveling.
Traveling.
Why don't you tell them?
On the road again.
Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I'll never see again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Singing Big Willie. So where do you want to talk about first?
We can talk about Leavenworth.
Leavenworth, Bavaria.
Cascadia Loop.
We did. Which reminds me of another berry that's in season. And it's actually getting out of season now, isn't it?
Rainier cherries?
Yes, Rainier cherries. Not seeing those as much anymore. There was Rainier cherry stands everywhere.
We got really good Rainier cherries from a fruit stand out there.
Oh, man, they're excellent.
And they were cheap, too. They were good.
You really can't get good Rainier cherries for less than $3 a pound.
Yeah.
At the height of the season.
That's the height of the season.
They're usually like
$10 a
pound.
Once you buy them in super bulk, you might be able to get them cheaper.
Maybe. Or you go pick them, I guess. Maybe you pick.
Yeah, you pick. Might be cheaper.
So, I guess they don't have to be from Rainier Mountain. It's just in the region. But they're the yellow and red cherries. They have the two-tone colors.
Mm-hmm. They're super sweet.
Kind of like nectarines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good.
They are good.
Especially in the ripe. The last ones we just bought at Pike's Market weren't as good, though.
That was a bust. I had to make sauce out of them.
They were mushy. So, anyways, I'm talking about that because we stopped in a roadside stand after we went to Leavenworth and ate a bunch of Rainier cherries.
What is Leavenworth?
Leavenworth is a town, not in Stevens Pass, but the other pass. I forget the name of it.
Oh, I don't know either. Wenatchee, maybe?
It's up near Wenatchee. We'll have to look up the name.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up.
It's like Striker, Strike,
oh, really?
Or something like that.
I
don't remember.
It's about 2 hours away from Seattle.
Yeah.
Due east.
Right. Up in the mountains.
Through the mountains.
Yeah.
Through the Cascades.
Yeah. So you drive 2 hours, not 2 miles, and up to Leavenworth. And I'll let you tell them about the town, but the ride's pretty nice.
The drive was beautiful.
Go up through Woodinville.
You couldn't see. You followed a river, I think it was the Wenatchee River.
There's a bunch of rivers, actually.
There are a bunch of rivers.
And they all go, like, they hightail it down the mountain,
like
too.
Like that beautiful blue
I saw the runoff
color.
And the snowpack.
Yeah.
And there was a really big snowpack last year, so the water is really melting, so the rivers are ultra fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think you really kind of boat in them. They're just so
fast. I saw some crazy kayakers going to go out. They're probably hardcore.
Yeah, occasionally. So, as we set out, we did the
Espresso Hut
with the Playboy bunnies on there.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. You know that silhouette in the back of a truck?
It's like the motorbiker.
It has
girls.
The, like, voluptuous woman. It's like the Playboy girl. I didn't realize that. Tracy knew it was. I didn't remember it being that. But once we were there, we're like, well, whatever.
We're here.
The coffee was mediocre,
yeah,
surprise.
Yeah, it was mediocre.
So we like to get the drive-thru espresso as we hightail it on our road trips.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. And then we drove all the way up into Leavenworth, which is a Bavarian town.
It's only
the
population of like 2,000 people, I think.
Yeah, I hear all the good stuff is in the Christmas time.
Oktoberfest, they have too.
Yeah, so we drove up there and we parked and we went out and we walked around.
Quite a walk.
Why don't you tell them about little Bavaria? What do we see?
Pretty much every building is in a Bavarian style or German style.
Yeah.
So it feels a little bit European.
So I don't know if it's plaster or whatever, but then it has the wood cross. Or not the cross, but
the
wood beams.
Hatching.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a band.
An Oompa band and their Lederhosen.
Oompa Loompa.
And they had a gigantic keg tap. That I don't get, but
I don't know. They had walking sticks with
sticks
beer taps on the top of them. I didn't really understand that, but they did have the shorts with the weird hats and the suspender.
It was a nice entry into the town. You felt festive coming in.
The music was nice.
It was.
So
yeah, we walked around the Wenatchee River there.
Mm-hmm.
And the walked around the town.
Did like a little putt-putt golf course, which I think everybody did because there wasn't really
a whole lot going on right then. Yeah.
Inside the swim meet.
There's like 10 or 15 German restaurants.
Yeah. The Bavarian restaurants are good, but you know, I mean, I guess you could go eating from one to one. I mean, I guess if you're alcoholic, you could go drinking tour.
You could do the beer drinking tour there.
But that's not what we did. So, we went to King Ludwig's, I think.
King Ludwig's.
And it was like table, family style kind of atmosphere, but you order off the menu, and the food is mediocre, I thought.
Yeah,
it had really good
ratings. I was underwhelmed for what I thought it would be.
Yeah, I was expecting much more, too. I mean, I don't know if Munich is in Bavaria or not. I've been to Berlin and Munich. I don't think either of those are Bavarian, but I remember the food being a lot better than what that was, even in the region, as far as like bratwurst and spätzle and cabbage, red cabbage and stuff like that. It was good, but it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Like, I could make it at home, you know.
Yeah, I made it the other day pretty good. Chicken schnitzel.
Yeah, so we walked around, walked down the river, and we decided that we were going to stay until evening. We decided to go do the Cascadia Loop instead.
So we returned a different way home than the way we came.
Yeah, so do you have any comments about Leavenworth? We should probably talk about when is the right time to go, maybe.
I think there's a May. Probably the festivals might be more interesting.
I thought it was Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest is every weekend in October.
I thought Oktoberfest was like in September.
No, it's in October.
I know, I thought it was, I just remember I thought I was in Germany in October, and
well,
it was over.
Well, they might have carried it over. Yeah.
Maybe it ends in the beginning
of
October.
And then Christmas time, they have this lights festival, I guess, where
everyone raises
and go.
I guess they have more stuff going on.
The town might be prettier if the snow's falling and things. There.
Might be a pain to drive up there, though.
That's true.
I mean, I guess you could go up there and stay in a bed and breakfast, but I don't think there's really that much to do. So it's more of a good day trip from Seattle, I think, if you do the Cascadia Loop.
There's some hiking around, supposedly, but it was pretty arid.
Well, I went with I took a trip with my church up to a campground near Lake Wenatchee, and they had a lot of big pine trees, but the ground was all, like, dead kind of sand. There's a little bit of, like, ferns and stuff, but otherwise it was really dried out. And kind of arid, you know, not really what you would think of compared to the Seattle region.
Yeah, it definitely dries out after the Cascades.
The climate is dramatically different as soon as you get up to the Cascadia Divide or whatever that is called, where you start to get to the other side of the mountains where it doesn't rain at all. It's where they grow all the wine out there, all the grapes, where it's sunny, because all the rain drove here. So I guess there's the light festival, and but not much else, I guess.
Yeah, it's a one-timer.
Yeah, so we drove all the way through the Stevens Pass on the way back to Snoqualmie. Maybe Snoqualmie Pass and Stevens Pass are the two, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll stop speculating.
They're out there somewhere. Yeah, Snoqualmie. Just went by the Snoqualmie Falls where we did a hike before when we came to visit. It's nice. A lot of tourists there, surprisingly, for what it is. It's just a waterfall.
It's a pretty big waterfall.
It is a big waterfall. It is a nice hike, too, to do. I like the hike there. Hung out in Snoqualmie, the town proper. Little mountain town.
Yeah, I think we podcasted about Snoqualmie when our initial scouting visit.
Oh, yeah. You should listen to that.
You know, back in the day. That's when we actually hiked down to the basin across the Do Not Cross sign, like everybody.
I know, there's
so
many people down there.
Go sit under the floodgate, waiting for the water just to wipe you away. And we told you so, kind of. Light shines on. But we hung out in the town there. We went to this little cafe. It was like a used bookstore.
Mom and pop shop.
Yeah. And had dinner and then headed back, and it was a nice day trip. I guess there's some good hikes you can do on Cougar Mountain or Mount Si,
Rattlesnake Ledge or something.
There's some good hikes where you can see Mount Rainier from up there, and we didn't do that this time, but we may do that in the future.
Yeah, we'll look into those.
Yeah. For really good views of Mount Rainier,
you go to Mount Rainier.
You go to Mount Rainier, but there's another town that's pretty close to that we went to.
Tacoma.
Tacoma, man. Tell them about Mount Rainier and Tacoma.
It's large. Very large.
Very large. How large is it?
14,000 feet large.
Well, you're 20 miles away from Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
Compared to like 2 hours away here.
You're in the prime light of magma killing.
Like, you can see Mount Rainier around Seattle, and it's big. But when you're in Tacoma, it's like, that thing's going to blow, and I'm going to be done.
Yeah.
And Tacoma's in the lava flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mount Rainier is a volcano.
It is. It's in the same chain as Mount St. Helens.
Yeah. If that thing blew, we would probably go into an ice age. We probably wouldn't see the sun for a couple of years.
Tacoma is, it's about 40 minutes away from Seattle.
Yeah. It was another nice day trip.
Yeah, it's definitely a good day trip to go down to the waterfront there. We did the art scene.
Yeah.
We went to the Tacoma Art Museum.
Yes.
Specifically to check out the Illuminating the Word exhibit.
Yep, the St. John's Illuminated Manuscript.
Which will be on a display through September 2008.
Highly recommend it.
Definitely highly recommend
it. Especially for the history of learning where the Bible came from. It is the first hand-copied illuminated manuscript in 500 years.
Well, I heard that's actually not true, but...
That's not true? Yeah. Well, that's probably not true.
It isn't. It's like a controversy. They were marketing it that way, but apparently you have to add, like, by some kind of monastery-type people or something. I don't know. Anyway, it's still darn impressive.
Yeah. I mean, they use turkey feathers that they cut themselves into quills, and they take unborn calves and turn them into the pages, stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you know the Bible is 700,000 words about?
Is that right?
Oh, I looked it up the other day. I hope I'm right.
It's a lot.
So that's a lot of calligraphy.
Well, most Bibles are around 1,000 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Depends on how big your Bible is. It could be a lot smaller or bigger on the pages.
That's
but,
true.
You know, some of them are like, my study Bible is probably 2,000 pages.
Yeah.
So, that's a lot of work. And they hand do every letter, and then they do
and
all the
perfect.
Artwork.
Yeah, everything's just precise. And for us amateur calligraphers...
Not so good.
It's impressive to us.
So there was somebody at my old church that inspired me to do calligraphy, and Tracy always talked about it. So we got some calligraphy books from the library. I got, like, Calligraphy for Kids, Beginner's Guide to Calligraphy, yep. Dummy's Guide to Calligraphy kind of stuff. So
we're working on it.
Yeah, I started to do it, but I took a hiatus to work on my paintings, mm-hmm. which I've actually enjoyed a little bit more again. I haven't been painting since we moved, so these two new paintings are pretty good. And I'll talk about those later, but we did something else. I mean, not just a chocolate shop, because we did go to the chocolate shop.
We did go to the chocolate shop.
And they had all the truffles and stuff that was in up the hill a little bit from the downtown.
We went to the Chihuly.
Chihuly
Glass Bridge. Which I also highly recommend. And we also went to the Glass Museum that's right nearby, which I don't recommend unless there's a good exhibit.
If you really love glass pots and vases, then you might like it.
The good tip is to go to the bridge where they have all of Chihuly's work.
Because they don't really have any of his work inside the museum.
You might know from the Bellagio entryway, all the sort of like sea-like, he does very organic pieces.
Or the Bellevue Mall.
The Bellevue Mall. Which...
It's pretty cool. It's
pretty
museum.
Cool.
I don't know. Maybe they got it before it was as famous. I don't know.
Well, Chihuly doesn't actually able to do his own work anymore, so maybe he's gotten down in price.
It's too bad. He does all kinds of flowers and lily pads and interesting things.
Very interesting.
Blocks and things that are just, you know, more than pots, which is just not as interesting to me. But the glass bridge is what you want to go see.
Yep.
Yeah. So I guess we just wrap it up, and I'll mention my paintings, and then that'll be it, unless you think of something else you want to talk about.
No, I think that was the agenda.
Yeah. So I've been doing some modern art painting. You can go check them out on my havenofbliss.com website. I'm doing these large paintings. How do you feel about these large paintings I'm doing?
Oh, they're nice.
30 by 40
inches.
They
show off the color. Paints a lot.
Yeah, you can sit down on the couch and enjoy them. You don't have to, like, get up there really close like my icon.
Other icon, you need, like, a light on
it. Like, you forget it's there, but that big one's just kind of, like, hard to miss.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a painting of the Mount of Transfiguration based on a picture of Sinai I found on Wikipedia. And I also am doing another painting right now of 153 fish from John, Gospel John at the end of it, when they cast the net and then they count them. So
yeah, I like them.
They're both coming out pretty good.
Colors are beautiful.
Yeah, I like the bright colors. The fish one is a red fish with big bright eyes and grass between them. It's kind of like Van Gogh grass.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that still.
I'm working on my bento box, which I've been talking about doing forever.
It's awesome. Tracy paints for like 5 minutes, and it's better than when I paint for 5 hours.
I'm stuck right now, though. I need some
inspiration.
Yeah,
so I might go paint now. Tracy's probably going to go watch some cooking show or something.
Maybe.
And we're just going to hang out and relax tonight. It's been nice talking to you.
It has.
And I'll see you next time.
Toodaloo.